Good afternoon, Tom. K4WCL. John here. How you doing?
Frog hair split three ways, John. Can you beat that?
Don't believe I can. So I won't even try. I'm doing pretty good. We're out running errands and pickings. Got one more stop and then take it up to the mountain there. Anyway, what you out and about doing?
What time we start out this morning, Bernice? 9 o'clock. And we are just now heading home from the last doctor's appointment. But I have to admit, we just did stop at Publix. Got a couple of things for the wife and a loaf of good old Chicago Italian French bread. I'm hungry, so I bought a couple of chicken tenders, and they're just cold. Now, they're not cold as ice, they're just crummy cold, so I guess we'll heat them up in the microwave when we get home. We don't eat out very often, but they might be all right once we heat them up, but I don't know, I was kind of disappointed. Publix has usually got great chicken because we order it, and it's so hot you can't even bite down into it when we get it. This wasn't that way, John.
It didn't burn the roof of your mouth there, Tom. Publix usually has good chicken tenders. I've had them many times, and they're good, and like you said, they're hot, so I wonder if maybe their steam table or something had an issue with it. But I got a remedy for you. Just stick them outside on the hood of your car for a few minutes. That ought to warm them up pretty good. Man, my God, it's we've gone from kind of a cool spring right to summer there in one day. Warm out there. I'd say it's close to 90. My truck says 99. But it's been sitting in the parking lot at Walmart for 30 minutes, so I don't believe it's 99, but I do believe it's 90.
No, you're way off, John. It's 97. And we've been driving down the road, and this Toyota Avalon is really, really accurate on the thermometer. And it says 97 degrees, and you're right. But they said that there was going to be lots of stuff for the storms to breed in this afternoon, and storm fuel, that's what they call it, and even more so tomorrow. I see a few cumulus nimbus, but not a whole lot yet. But you just give it a couple of hours, and I'll bet it comes pouring down.
So, because we do have a 3 to 4 mile run. And I'd like to get it done and get it over with. I'm working due north right now, up towards Table Rock, and there's a lot of clouds building. And you know, that warm, moist air hits the mountains, hits the Blue Ridge Escarpment. So we usually get a thunderstorm almost every day, in addition to the elevation change. So anyway, we're going to bail out here for about 3 minutes here. Just going to run to the convenience store. I'll be back if you're still going to be in here. Maybe someone else will pick you up. This is K4WCL. Be back in 4 minutes.
Hey, John, I've looked up on phonics, and I've heard that term several times. What is an escarpment?
Technical definition. But it's basically where the elevation changes drastically. I believe it has something to do with the way the Blue Ridge Mountains were formed. But, you know, you look at, like, Caesar's Head there. You know, that's almost a straight drop, almost a cliff. 1,500 foot of elevation change, maybe more than that. So I'll look it up when I get home and I'll do my homework, and next time I talk to you, I'll report back to you, Tom. But I'll be back in just a second. K4WCL, maybe someone else will jump in there and clarify that a little bit. Be right back.
I'll ask Siri. She'll know, but not while I'm driving. See you in a little bit, John. K4WCL in 0TR.
OTR. I think it's November. Might be Kilo. K4WCL.
Yeah. Nice cigar. K4WCL-M0TR.
Really have to say about the Blue Ridge Escarpment.
It's a radio, John, and I don't touch the phone when I'm driving. It all comes up on the screen. If the telephone rings, let me turn this radio down in the background. And, but I won't forget that. But you can do it, but it's too easy to get distracted, and I just don't want to take the chance. Although this car just about drives itself.
My buddies bought a 2024, I believe, Toyota Highlander, whatever the top of the line SUV is. I think that's the Highlander. And he bought this aftermarket thing called a Comma. Charlie Oscar Mike Alpha Comma. And the reason why he bought that particular brand of Toyota is because that was one of the cars that the Comma would interface with. And that Comma is an aftermarket self-driving hardware and software. And doggone it, he drives down to Florida about four times a year to go down to his timeshare place down there. And he said he puts that thing on automatic, and he basically naps on the way down. I don't know if I'd be that trusting of self-driving technology, but he swears by it.
This is N0TR. No, they're not completely autonomous. This one, it even knows if you take your hand off the steering wheel if you're doing that. If you pull your hand off for more than, I don't know what it is, seconds or minutes. But when we first got it, I thought I'd try it and take my hands off. And it'll go around a curve or anything. But if you take your hands off of that wheel, you can just have one hand on it. And it will, belching my bread here. It'll keep you lined up. And I know people that got Teslas and that, and I think they can do that, but I've heard quite a few of them come up dead, too. And it's kind of like a Ford found on the road dead.
Another acronym for Ford is Fix or Repair Daily. And then Fiat, Fix It Again, Tony. Yeah, those are all stuff we used to say back in my younger years. Well, Tom, the more north I go, the darker the clouds are looking, so maybe we will get a little shower here to cool things off. That wouldn't break my heart. And, you know, I don't believe the self-driving technology has been perfected yet, but I believe it will be at some point, and you know, I'm only 65. I figure I got a good 10-plus years left of self-driving, meaning I'm driving myself. But I hope that technology gets improved to where it's pretty standard. And this way, after I lose my license, I'll still have a way to be mobile. You know, they came out with, Uber and Lyft. They now have driverless Uber and Lyft vehicles in certain markets. And I don't know, in a city environment, that would scare the living heck out of me. Maybe out on a nice country road, that'd be okay. But can you imagine being in Atlanta in a car that's driving itself? No, thank you.
That makes two of us, John. Hey, I might comment on your audio. It's overdriven. I don't know if you have a half deviation button in your menu or if you can just back off the mic just a little bit, but not to be critical of you, but awful strong. And as to acronyms like Fix or Repair Daily, I'll let you fill in the blanks on this one, and I'll skip the first letter of Dodge. There's Don. Hi, Don.
So far.
Well, Don, you're going to have to turn. turn the volume control on that radio, but I know you're getting old. This is N0TR.
Alicia.
This is Tom.
QLQ, KG4PFI.
Go ahead, KG4QLQ.
I'm on the way back, okay?
Okay, take care and be careful. See you when you get back. KG4QLQ, clear.
Clear.
Well, I'm just talking to you at night, Don. You don't need to run off so soon. Or did I offend you? Or he's staying and talking, John. He's a terrific guy. Anyways, and I didn't know his wife was an amateur also. But, yeah, the clouds are starting to get more forming up here to the north. I mean, we're just, about a mile this side of Lake Cunningham, John. And, you know, one of the things you were talking about altitude a while ago that surprised me the most, back at home in Pittsburgh, Kansas, we were at 935 feet above sea level. And guess what? Right here in Greenville, we're 935 feet above sea level. So we're in a valley, that's for sure.
Or CBA mobile.
There goes the neighborhood, I'm telling you. Oh, good afternoon, Dave.
I haven't heard you in a month, the sun is. I was getting ready to call you on the cell phone to see if you were still kicking.
A good report, and I just haven't felt like it, you know, I've just been so dang sick lately, Dave, and I'm feeling pretty good, and I got a good report from the urologist today, and said the cancer wasn't spreading, according to my PSA. It went down, actually. And they found out what I needed in medicine to keep those stones from forming that were as big as a golf ball. He said he never seen anything like it. He said they formed in a year. He said when you had that first CT scan to the next one. And he said one of them was an inch and quarter in diameter. So they're going to give me some kind of potassium in it, Bernice, for it. And John is on here. Go ahead, John.
I haven't talked to you either. Tom probably knows this, but I haven't talked to Dave. We finally have become full-time, or mostly full-time, residents up here. We have been going back to Georgia for a couple days, a couple times a month, trying to get the old homestead cleaned out. Tom, glad to hear doctor's appointment went relatively well. And I'm going to make this my final because I'm getting ready to turn into our neighborhood. And once I do, I got Pinnacle Mountain in between me and the repeater, and I get kind of scratchy. Dave, hopefully you didn't play Oh, I'm backing off the mic. Tom, I don't mind you telling me that. I tend to talk loud when I talk on the radio, so I'm about 6 inches away now and talking in a more normal voice, so hopefully that solved the audio issue. But Dave, I hope you didn't play tennis outdoors today. My goodness, it's a warm one. But I'll listen the rest of the way, about 2 minutes. Over to you, Dave, 73 from K4WCL.
Well, you left him wide open. I was going to say, I don't blame you for not talking to Dave, but we go back and forth there, right, John? Yeah, went down to 92, now jumped back up to 93. And he ain't got no sense. You know, he'll play out there when it's 100 degrees. Go ahead, Dave.
Well, that's one, Tom. So, John, I appreciate it. Yeah, I played this morning, so we were done at 10:30. And but anyway, good to talk to you. And Tom, I don't know what to do with you.
Better, you know, you're gonna catch it now and then, Dave. But you can dish it out as well as you take it, I'll have to admit. But I got to jump out and get the mail here, guys, so I'm going to go ahead and sign off. But, yeah, it's too hot for you to be out there. You're too old, eh? Anyways, see you later, John. KC4WCL, I think it is. John, 73, really been nice talking to you.
Tom, it's K4. Kilo 4 Whiskey Charlie Lima. Original call was Kilo Foxtrot 4 Whiskey Charlie Lima. So, all right, Dave, glad you played this morning. It wasn't nearly as bad. And we're going up the mountain here, so we'll see you later. We're just going to try to walk here in about an hour. Hopefully it'll cool off to about 70 degrees by then. Praying for a little storm. This is K4WCL.
ABL. That's CBA. Go ahead, Tom. Someone's going to get the mail. KB4CBA Mobile.
This is Gerald TR. Back in the car. That rhymes, Dave. It's worse than I've done all day. Oh, but to be honest with you, Dave, I can't really walk. I'm so tired, but, I just feel awfully lucky to get good reports today, buddy. And Bernice had a reason we've been gone so long. We left at about 9. We had to go down to Greer and get a cardiac echocardiogram for her to look at her mitral valve for the next doctor's appointment. And then I had to go over way over on the west side of town by the VA to my urologist. Got a good report there, and had to drive down 85 to go over there, and oh my, I'd just rather take a beating than go down 85.
I mean, I drove over to up 85 north to meet a guy at 8 o'clock at a Cracker Barrel and for breakfast, and it was like 10 to 20 miles an hour the whole way. I was fit to be tied. Well, all right, I'm going to drop out because I'm pulling around to the other side of the pizza place here, and I'll completely lose the repeater. But I'll be back if you're going to be in there, KB4CBA.
Nice to hear you, and I'll try to get on a little more. I just haven't been up to it, but it's nice to hear you. And we're getting ready to pull in the garage, so I'll lose you. KB4CBA and 0TR73.
KB4DJW Mobile.